Californian beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM Main News at 12 hours today, Thursday, the 9th of April, 2026. The headlines. Civil Service Commission completes recruitment of 3,205 health workers. Movement for National Renewal denied permission to proceed with nationwide consultations, questions state control. And four people die trying to board boat in channel crossing attempt.
FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us for the Bulletin at 12, and now the news in detail. The Civil Service Commission has announced the successful completion of the recruitment of 3,205 health workers with names set to be published in print media tomorrow, April 10th, 2026. Speaking at a press briefing, Commission Chairperson Dr. Jolwe Bayani has revealed that the Commission has also made 2,149 promotions and transfers, leading to the recruitment of 2,205 new appointments into the civil service. Dr. Bayani has further disclosed that 1,000 appointments have been made due to natural attrition, including retirements, resignations, unpaid leave, secondments, debts, and the non-renewal of contracts during the recruitment period. He has also outlined that the recruitment, based on the 2023 database, includes 240 medical doctors, 997 nurses, 194 registered midwifery nurses, 390 clinical officers, 138 environmental health workers, and 138 pharmacy staff, among others.
In line with our mandate, the Commission has made 2,149 promotions and transfers. This has resulted in the recruitment of 2,205 first-time appointments into the service. Additionally, 1,000 appointments have been made, arising from natural attrition. This brings the total number of those recruited in this particular exercise to 3,205, broken down as follows. Medical doctors, 240. Nurses, 997.
The Movement for National Renewal has disclosed that it has been prevented from moving forward with its planned nationwide town hall consultations, which were set to take place across all 10 provinces of the country from 24th March 2026 to 30th April 2026. MNR founder John Sangwa has stated that the consultations were part of the movement's efforts following the attainment of 1 million supporters and its transition into a political party aimed at fostering a structured process of citizen engagement and democratic participation. In a statement, Mr. Sangwa has explained that the MNR formally communicated its plans to the Zambia Police Service in a letter dated 16th March 2026. He said in the letter, the MNR outlined the purpose, structure, time frame and nationwide scope of the consultations, emphasizing its commitment to ensuring that the events would be conducted peacefully, lawfully and in cooperation with law enforcement authorities. Mr. Sangwa, however, said in a letter dated 2nd April 2026, the Inspector General of Police acknowledged receipt of the notification but stated that the program could not be cleared on grounds that the movement was not yet a registered organization. Mr. Sangwa said this raises questions whether citizens and political actors can freely organize, engage with the public and participate in national affairs without prior approval from the state. Now, UPND member Charles Longwe has insisted that President Hagainde Hichilema, along with other party officials, are now mere members of the party. Mr. Longwe says this follows his legal challenge to the legitimacy of the party's leadership structure. Mr. Longwe has filed a fresh petition in the Lusaka High Court, arguing that the mandates of the National Management Committee and other office bearers had expired due to the failure to hold intra-party elections on time. Speaking on the Red Hot Breakfast Show this morning, Mr. Longwe has accused the senior party officials of acting in bad faith and misrepresenting the party.
We are all just general members of the party now. Iko, I respect my president, he's head of state, but he's just an ordinary member right now. Same chabe now jamfang mfanari kumatero kujavaringana, you are same level. Now, that is not to say I'm out here as an outfit, lone outfit, for imaging. I have no time for such things. You see, that again. So, on one side, I'm being sponsored by the UPND for a narrative. Mm-hmm. On the other side, I'm now being sponsored by the opposition. It's because of the genuineness, because you don't see our kind in politics, honest people.
And Mr. Longwe has also denied allegations of impersonating officials, stating that he had reported the dismissal of his case to the Judicial Complaints Commission.
I didn't come here to this studio to say I am the president of the UPND. I didn't come here to say I'm an official of the UPND. So if I'm impersonating, that's why I said no, some of these things for me, you see, because of my background, I would want to see the statement of facts. What are the issues before I could comment? Because if I'm impersonating, you know, impersonation is described that law, okay? It has to be qualified. So I need to understand what they are talking about, okay? Before I can effectively respond. But I'm not an impersonator. I'm not a masquerader like these my friends. No. I'm not masquerading.
In more news, the Zambia Institute of Procurement and Supply, ZIPS, has proposed that the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, be placed back under the Ministry of Health, citing concerns over the agency's procurement expertise. Speaking during Thursday's edition of the Hot Seat program, ZIPS President Daniel Kabamba has stated that ZAMSA currently lacks the necessary professional capacity to effectively manage its procurement processes. Mr. Kabamba has also reviewed that ZIPS would be conducting investigations at ZAMSA to verify whether procurement officers employed by the agency are registered members of the professional body. He has emphasized that appropriate action would be taken against any officer found to be operating outside the regulatory framework in accordance with the ZIPS mandate to uphold standards in the procurement profession. The Media Institute of Southern Africa, MISA, Zambia, has reviewed that 62% of journalists believe the media does not operate freely in the country, according to its Freedom of Expression report covering the period from July to December 2025. Speaking during the launch of the report, MISA Zambia chairperson Lorraine Chisanga has highlighted that access to information remains one of the most significant challenges facing journalists. She said the report shows that 65% of journalists report difficulties accessing information, while an even higher 79% struggle to reach government officials. Mrs. Chisanga, further explained that the report indicates 75% of respondents believe there are laws restricting media operations, with particular concerns raised about cyber-related legislation. Mrs. Chisanga has urged the government to strengthen the implementation of the Access to Information Act, improve the responsiveness of public officials, and review laws that may restrict media freedoms.
While a majority did not express harassment, the report shows an increase in such incidents compared to previous findings highlighting a growing climate of fear that can lead to self-harassment censorship. Access to information continues to be one of the most pressing challenges. The report indicates that 65% of the journalists find it difficult to access information, while an even